We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Nick Foligno, the captain of the Blue Jackets, is with us. He's in town. He's throwing out the first pitch of the Indians game. Nick, how you doing, man?
I'm doing awesome. Today's been unbelievable.
Yeah, you took batting practice, right?
Yes.
Who were you out there with? Were some of the Indians players out there with
they
you?
They were hovering around. I mean, okay. We got to see a few guys, but it's hard to recognize them with their jerseys on. It's like us without our equipment on, so it's pretty
you
cool.
Can't, right, I can't yeah, tell.
But I was starstruck by a couple guys. Miller's a big dude.
Did you see him warm up? Because he was taking some throws there. How do he look? You got to give us the inside scoop.
Awesome.
I mean, he looked awesome?
I thought his pitches were bang on. I think he's ready next week.
Did you play? You grew up in upstate New York. Well, you were a kid in upstate New York. Did you play any baseball as a kid?
I did, yeah. I played all the way up till I was probably 14. I played on my state team in Pennsylvania, actually. So,
what position?
I was a second baseman.
Did you hit any out in BP?
I'm not really one of those. No. We did it actually in the cage today because I got there. Okay. Miller took precedent over us, so unfortunately.
All right, but it's still fun.
Oh, it was awesome. I had a blast today. It was
unbelievable. You know, I got to ask you, and this is the most important question for any hockey player. Why is a hockey locker room the worst smell on the face of the earth? I need to know the answer.
Because we actually work hard.
Well, I mean, you got to yell at our update guy because Jonathan, our update guy, and you could yell at him when he comes back. He goes, hockey's not as taxing as basketball. I said, what are you, nuts?
What?
Well, because Jagr's 45 and can still play. I'm like, Jagr's a freak.
Yeah, he's a freak.
There's not like there's a million 45-year-olds running around the league.
I will say I have an appreciation for all sports, but
sure.
We are... I'd like to see everyone do their thing on little pieces of steel out in the ice, out in the field.
Yeah, I know I could never do it. I mean, getting me up on skates would be the scariest thing ever. Anyway, last year was a great season. Obviously, you guys won 50 games. You made the playoffs. Unfortunately, you lose in the first round. But, you know, we talk about this all the time with baseball. Baseball and hockey are kind of similar where the playoffs are so unpredictable. You could be the better team all season long, and you just have a bad series and it doesn't go your way. Happens all the time. How heartbreaking was it last year?
Yeah, it was just disappointing, I think, just because you had such a great year and there's so many good things and you feel so good about going in the playoffs and then you draw the defending and now Stanley Cup champion back-to-back. So, but that's part of the game. And I thought we played extremely well, just didn't get some bounces. And,
right.
And that's why they are the Stanley Cup champions. They found a way to get wins and we didn't. And it was a good learning lesson for us. And I'm looking forward to coming in and using that for this year.
You know, I've admitted to you, I'm not a huge hockey guy. We don't talk a ton of hockey here in Cleveland, but I do appreciate the sport, and I've done some play-by-play in the minors. And hockey, you know, it's better now. Like, it's better on TV now than it used to be, now that we have high def. But hockey, like of all the sports, like football is better to watch on TV than to be in person. Baseball and basketball, it's kind of even both ways. Hockey, much better in person than on TV. It's great. You have that experience of seeing a hockey game in person. It's amazing. Yeah. Such a great experience.
I love hearing that, too, because you know, I think that's where you really understand the speed at which we do things and the skill level. And we're trying to come along on the TV aspect, but we're pretty quick.
Yeah, the high def definitely helps. Before high def, it was harder watching hockey unless you were a diehard fan. But the thing is, because the reason hockey's better in person is because – now you could see things develop. You can't see that as much on TV.
I know. I wish we had the breakdowns like they have in the NFL, but things are just moving too quick.
And, right.
Absolutely. I love the fans, especially when they sit close to the glass. Their faces are priceless sometimes when you see their faces. And
right.
Can't believe how fast things are going, so it's pretty cool.
Who's the toughest road crowd?
Ooh. Philly's got some pretty nasty people in there, but Montreal is pretty nasty too. If you get them when they're feeling pretty good about themselves, their fans jump all over you pretty quick.
Not Boston, New York.
Boston's
not as bad.
We've had some luck again. Boston's pretty tough, but New York,
not as bad.
We've actually had their number. Knock on wood. So
right.
Lucky there. Keep their fans quiet.
You know, you talk about the disappointment in the playoffs and the Stanley Cup champs, and obviously that's the goal. That's where you guys want to get to. We had Coach Tortorella on with us last year, and he was a lot of fun. In fact, he made a comment about LeBron playing hockey. I can't remember exactly what he said. It was really funny. But he seems just like kind of nuts.
Oh, yeah. No,
in like a good way, is he?
Yeah, but he loves it. That's how he rolls. And that's what you love about him. He's unpredictable, but he has his things that he mandates, and he does it well. And he's really rallied our team around him. And you got to give him a ton of respect for that. You know, he's got his way of doing things. And once you learn that, you fall in line, and he makes you a better player.
He seems he has a reputation of pushing players really hard.
Oh, yeah.
Is that that's something that you guys have taken to, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. I've never experienced a training camp like I went through last year, and you know we got one coming up here in about 7 days. That's going to be just as bad. So, but it makes you, like I said, a better player, and it makes you understand why you're doing it. He doesn't just do things for no purpose. There's a purpose behind everything he does, even though he'll fly off the handle every now and then. But
right.
But he's a very calculated guy, and has obviously won a lot of games. I mean, he's winning his coach in U.S. history, and he's a guy that demands a lot, but right. will give you a lot back.
Nick Foligno's with us, Blue Jackets captain. What is your all-time favorite hockey movie?
Ooh, Mystery Alaska.
That's a good one. That's underrated. You pulled that one out.
Thank
I mean, that was
you.
A nice
Thank
one with
Slapshot's great, name? But the Mystery Alaska was just too funny.
What's that kid? Russell Crowe. Russell Crowe.
Yeah,
right, right.
Just legendary.
That was a good movie.
Because I did a lot of outdoor hockey in Sudbury when I was a kid.
Okay. So that is a good one. Slapshot is a you can't. My partner, who's not here today, he's never seen Slapshot. I mean, what a disgrace, right? I mean, how do you not see that
movie?
Doesn't
matter if you're a hockey fan or not. You need to
see
that movie.
It doesn't. It's not even dated. I mean, the movie's so old, and it's still funny to this day. Mighty Ducks, no.
I mean, yeah, he kind of grew out of that phase, but it's still a good one. I'll sit down if it's on and watch it.
Yeah. What about that? What's the movie? They're making a sequel now.
Triple Deke. What's
the Goon? Goon. It's called Goon. Yeah,
actually,
yeah.
Underrated good movie.
They got a sequel coming
How
out.
How about that?
That's a good movie.
I think a former player's in it, Colton Orr, I just saw.
Is he in that?
Acting debut.
The Hanson, didn't the Hanson brothers play hockey in real life?
They did.
Or
played against
two
my
of
dad.
Them did.
My dad.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, there was a teammate who played against my dad while he was younger and then in the NHL and pretty crazy. Those guys were unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, that's I was telling you about how I used to call games in the UHL, and like every 10 seconds is a fight.
That'd be like Slapshot, pretty much.
It was. I'll never forget. I don't even know who we were playing. It's so many years ago now. But these two guys, a guy on our team, a guy on their team, they had like four fights during a game. By the last fight, the guy on our team, whose name escapes me now, he was a righty, and he was punching the guy with his left hand. And after the game, I was like, why were you using your left hand? He goes, oh, my right hand was broken.
Oh, guaranteed.
And still fighting. I mean, that's hockey
that's
right there.
That's actually awesome.
He's punching with his left hand, and he stayed in the game because his right hand was broken. We do not, in the NHL now, you know, like fighting is not what it should be. Do you miss it?
I do. I think it's a big part of it still.
Like, do we need goons? Do we need to have, like, goons on every team?
No, but I think it's such an emotional game, and tempers fly so quickly that it almost polices itself. If you don't have it, then dangerous things, I think, will occur because we have sticks in our hands, which essentially are weapons, and we have blades on our feet that are dangerous as well. So I just think it allows you to police yourself when you're angry in the moment. You get it out, and you move on and get back to trying to score a goal. So I think it's probably one of the best things in all of sports that just allows you to get on with the game and let the emotions kind of subside and you take care of it in the moment.
I think it also, I mean, I know for me, I think for a casual hockey fan, something that's not a diehard, I think it's something that attracts them to the game.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
If they don't understand the game, they can understand that.
Yeah.
And maybe it brings them in.
And who doesn't want to? And I'm sure everyday life, there's someone in
That's
their
right.
life that would love to just drop the gloves or
Exactly. I want to punch three of these guys in the studio right now. They drive me crazy. And I can't do that. But in hockey, you can. Have you had a lot of fights?
More and more as the years have gone on, yeah.
Yeah. What's your record? Do you keep, like...
I don't think I have one. I don't know what my record is.
If a guy gets beat up bad in a fight, there's like, are teammates busting chops after the game?
Oh, yeah, you'll get a few digs for sure.
Like, you got to take
I haven't had any of those yet, knock on wood, but...
Right.
Yeah, a couple licks here and there.
Who's the toughest guy in the league?
Probably Ryan Reeves.
He's the toughest guy in the league?
Yeah, which I unfortunately fought last year, which wasn't a good idea.
Yeah. All right. Is there who's the
now? I know why there's weight classes. That's what I will admit that there's weight classes for a reason.
I was going to ask you who the wimpiest guy in the league is, but you probably don't want to answer that. I mean, if you want
I don't
you
call out any of my teammates.
So listen, you know, people talk about how long a basketball season is, but hockey is actually the longest season. Not in terms of games, obviously. Baseball is the most, but you guys start. It used to be a month before basketball. I think now they moved theirs up, so it's probably still 2 weeks. But you end about the same time they do. It's a long, grueling season, you know, obviously. Let's talk about getting ready for season. I mean, do you have enough is there enough time off in the
There is. If you're not going far in the playoffs or winning the Stanley Cup, there's
right.
too much time off.
That's
as
true.
As far as I'm concerned. So I'd love to just continue to play into June and have the small summers because you know you're doing something right.
That's
so,
right.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm ready to go. I've been licking my chops now for a month to get back at it. And especially as you see, you know, the seasons start to change and you know, you're seeing baseball gear up for their playoffs, you know, it's hockey season. We're looking forward to getting going.
You know, obviously the Blue Jackets have never won the Stanley Cup. What is the crowd like And what do you think it would mean if you guys were able to finally do that?
That's what one thing I'm so impressed with is, you know, our track record isn't probably the greatest, but we have incredible fans. And when it comes playoff time, I don't think I've ever been in a building that's better. Our fans are outstanding. They make it an unbelievable environment for us and makes us play that much harder. And I'm so excited for them to taste success and for us to taste success as well. But for them to experience that, because I think as we get on a run,
right,
it's going to get better and better. And I can just envision what a Stanley Cup parade would be like in that city, and they deserve it.
Are you nervous about making the first pitch tonight?
No, because I got bumped. So.
Oh, you got bumped? What do you mean you got bumped?
No, Simone Biles is doing it, I think. Am I ruining this?
Messed up?
Am I ruining it by saying that? But so I'm delivering the pitch.
Oh, you're
to
delivering
the
pitch.
So
okay.
I'll just hand it to him, warm it up. Maybe put a little sandpaper on it.
All right.
Ready for him.
All right, very good. Well, and by the way, Coach John Tortorella is going to be back on with us again this year as we get you ready for the start of the season. And I wish you the best luck.
Thank you. Really nice meeting you guys.
It's going to be
Thanks
a fun
so
season. Nice to meet you. You know what movie we forgot, by the way? Miracle.
Oh, classic.
That's a classic.
Classic.
You're too young for Miracle on Ice, but I remember it as a kid, the Miracle on Ice.
It's ingrained in us, though, for sure.
Unbelievable. All right. Nick, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.